original intent of this show was to write that script and hire a character to play the role of Beverly, and then go to each city and give the sort of advance the script to each city and have a different little boy play the role of Tommy in every single city. And I finished the script and I sent it off to my manager and I sent it off to Amy, the director, and they all said, no, you gotta hire a kid. You have to hire a kid to play this role because it's too big and it's too important and you don't want to, you know, rely on a new kid every day to do it. And I got a little panicky because I thought, oh, well, that's a kid on the road and I'm too cheap to pay a teacher. So we thought, well, we'll hire the kid out of North Carolina because I can still teach in North Carolina. I'll be the teacher and we'll use a kid out of my hometown. And so we got a little nervous there too because, you know, Raleigh, North Carolina, as wonderful as it is not necessarily, yes, you can clap for that, is not necessarily a mecca for acting and entertainment. Yes. And so... So we sent out the call and we got some videos for some children to play the role of Tommy. And this video came in and it got popped into the VCR and every single person in the management office stopped watching after we saw this fella right here because there was no need to look any further. He was so good when he was so good at his audition, so wonderful, exactly what we were looking for, that we knew we didn't have to look any further. He came out on the road and topped himself, because not only is he so good at doing this job and so good at the role that he plays, but he is one of the most mature, respectful, and just all-around amazing young men you will ever, ever meet, and we're so lucky to have him. From Raleigh, North Carolina, Mr. Gregory Pellis. This. We started doing this show and I listened to the song Merry Christmas with Love, and it was a song that was really important to me because it always had a very special place in my heart because of the lyric and what it says. I heard about this song for the very first time when I was in ninth grade. I was introduced to it by my high school music teacher. It became one of my favorites, and when we did the Christmas album, we decided to put it on there and name the album after it. We decided to do this show, and that story in Merry Christmas with Love of the woman who's lost the spirit of Christmas and finds it again became the motivation for this story on our show tonight. And so it's very important, it was very special to me and very exciting to have the opportunity to let the lady who introduced it to me play the role of Beverly. And so my high school music teacher came out on the road to do it. And it's very poignant to me that I get to sing it to her every single night right here on stage. She's a teacher, a mentor, and an amazing friend, Miss Allison Lawrence. Tirelessly, not only doing this show and learning the parts and helping out with the show every single day, but she teaches the new community theaters every single day, and she's worked the entire tour on helping find them, which we thought, and she thought when she signed up to do it, would not be that hard. We'll call up the community theater, say, hey, you want to... It's a lot of work, and I think you just finished working on it. Maybe last week? Did you even finish last week, Jeff? What did you do? This week. Every single day, she's learned about the community theaters, and she's brought them in here, and she's worked with them. We have an amazing group with us tonight. They were with us last night. They're from right here in the area. Solfege Entertainment Group. Give them a round of applause. Gregory, Allison, Brianne, myself, a lot of the people on this stage started out and did some community theater in their in their younger years, or for Gregory, you know, last week. And so we encourage you to support the community theater and community arts programs in right here in the Tampa Bay area, and give Solfege one more round of applause for us.